serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again with another Tuesday, with another word from the Lord. As I say every Tuesday, if the Lord woke you up this morning, you owe God a praise. Because the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. And if you have breath in your body, amen, you owe God a praise today. Praise him for his goodness, praise him for his mercy. You've got a reason to praise the Lord on this morning. Good morning to you out there in Florida land, whether you're driving in your cars, whether you're in your office, or whether you're in your homes. Good morning to you. Good morning to you, Brevard County. It is a blessed day outside. The sun is shining, and we are alive and in the land of the living. So we have reason. We have more than enough reason to praise ye the Lord. Good morning to you that are watching by way of Facebook. Good morning to you, you and you. I thank God for you joining me here again on another episode. And I believe that God has a word for you this morning because he said in his word that his word shall not return void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. So if you're listening today, you're not here by accident. Don't touch that dial, but you're here by divine appointment. God has a word for you, you, and you. I hope that you had a wonderful weekend on this past weekend. I pray that you are all doing well, in good health. And I just pray that the Lord has blessed you over this past weekend. I hope that you had a wonderful Sunday morning service. The scripture lets us know how good and how pleasant it is that brethren dwell together in unity. So I hope that you all had wonderful services on this past Sunday. We had a wonderful time as well. My wife preached a message called Look at Jesus. Amen. Jesus was the Lamb. Amen. Even way back in the days of Abraham that God had prepared for us. He would die for our sins. Amen. No greater love than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. And we thank God that we are a friend of Jesus. We thank God for that word that she gave on this past Sunday. What a powerful word it was. Good morning to you, my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church located here in the great city of Coco, Florida at 16 South Wilson Avenue at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith. Amen. Good morning to you, Pastor. I love you. She is my spiritual mom. Good morning to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough, who is my spiritual father. Good morning to you, sir. Amen. I love you as well. And as I aforementioned, my wife, praise, she's on the job right now, but I want to say praise the Lord to her. I love you, honey, and I pray that you have a blessed day, and we will probably catch this on the way to Bible study on tonight. So it's just a pleasure to be here. And again, God has a word for you. I was looking for a subject to talk about this morning, amen, a thought, amen. And my wife got up this morning, and she said that the Lord had given her a thought, amen. And it said that word was, it's time to move on. And she didn't know I was reading from a passage of scripture already, amen. And it just clicked, amen, with that thought that he had given her, amen. And it just coincided with what I was already reading. So without further ado, I know that I only have a few moments, and sometimes time can get away from us. And so I want to go in and I want to read the word real quickly. It comes from 2 Samuel, and that is chapter 9, a very familiar passage of Scripture. And I'm going to read all of it so that you can get the gist of it. I may not have a whole lot of time afterward to go into a lot of detail, but I want you to get the crux of what the Lord is saying here on this morning. We are just a few weeks into a new year, and many people, they have set resolutions, amen, and they fall, and they find themselves falling back into the same patterns that they've fallen into before, amen. And so I want to speak to somebody today, amen. Don't get stuck, amen, in that same rut that you find yourself in daily, daily, day in and day out. So I'm going to go into 2 Samuel, and I'm going to begin reading at chapter 9, and I'm going to read this whole thing so that you can get the gist of it. Amen. Again, that's 2 Samuel chapter 9, and beginning at verse 1, it says, "And David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, Art thou Ziba? And he said, Thy servant is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, in Lodabar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Behold thy servant. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, What is thy servant, that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained to Saul and to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring him in the fruits, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, According to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table, as one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both of his feet. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to gather here just one more time again. Lord, whether they're on Facebook or whether they're in their cars, office, or homes, or on the radio, God, I'm praying that this message, God, will fall on good ground. God, that it will better a person, God, to let them know, God, to not get stuck in the same rut, God, but knowing that you have a greater plan for their lives. And God, I just thank you today. God, I decrease so that you will increase. And I realize that I can do nothing. Lord, without you, I am nothing. So Lord, speak through me and to me, God, to your people today. Remember them that are in leadership, our presidents, our Congress, the Supreme Court, those that are pastors and leaders in our communities. God, we're praying, Father, you give them strength and endurance in such a time as this. And God, and for these and all things, I will say thank you and give you glory and give you honor and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I want to deal from a thought. Amen. It's time to move on. Amen. It's time to come out of that dead place. It's time to move on. Time to come out of that dead place. Amen. Going into the detail of this, amen, we know that Saul, he was the first king of Israel. Amen. But he was not a good king because he disobeyed God. And when he disobeyed God, God instructed the the prophet, amen, the man of God, Samuel, to go to another's house, house of Jesse, or a man that God had called after his own heart. And that man was none other than David. David was a man, amen, that the Bible says, which was after God's own heart. That doesn't mean that David was perfect, but it meant, amen, that he had a heart that whenever he sinned against God, amen, he went into repentance. Glory be to God. And every time we go into repentance, amen, it is as if we have never sinned. Amen. And David knew, amen, the importance of repentance. And he relied upon God. Amen. And so from the day, amen, that Samuel anoints David to become king, Saul is still in kingship. David is only appointed to be king, and he's only anointed to be king, but not yet appointed. And so there were some years, amen, that had to transpire. But in his anointing, amen, Jonathan, Saul's son, saw the anointing on David's life. Saul now, Jonathan now was, Jonathan was Saul's son. And if anything were to occur to what would to have occurred or happened to Saul, Jonathan would become king. But Jonathan knew that David would be king. Whatever, however, I don't know, amen, he understood, amen, that he was not going to be king, meaning Jonathan, that David was, because he saw the anointing on his life. And David and Jonathan became such good friends, amen, so much so that they made a covenant. Jonathan said that if anything, and I'm just paraphrasing, if anything was to happen to me, David, amen, I want you to, when you become into your kingship, to remember my family. Glory be to God. Remember my children. Glory, glory be to God. Don't forget about them. Don't forget about our covenant. Hallelujah. Well, to go on, we know that Jonathan and Saul die in battle. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And David is appointed king. Amen. So, which leads us to the story in which I've read. Amen. Mephibosheth. Amen. Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan. And he is only 5 years old when his father dies. And so there is news of the battle that Jonathan and Saul have died in battle. And upon hearing this, the nurse picks up Mephibosheth. And they begin to run because they realize that the enemy, amen, the opposing army, amen, is on the way. And in picking up Mephibosheth, amen, somehow she may have stumbled and fell. And Mephibosheth falls, glory be to God. And he becomes lame from the time he is 5 years old. And from the time he is 5 years old, he resides in a place called Lodabar. Lodabar is a place, amen, defined as a place having no pasture. It is a place where it is not fruitful. And there he remains there, amen, for a large portion of his life. Hallelujah. And so when we are in a situation for a large portion of our lives, amen, it becomes customary that we get comfortable with it. Amen. We begin to think that this is all there is to life, that we're going to always be stuck in this situation. Imagine now that there was no pasture in this place. Nothing can grow there. Amen. It is where they go, amen, and they are forgotten about. There are dead things all around. Hallelujah. And he is there because of what happened to him earlier in life. I'm talking to somebody today. I don't know what has happened to you in life. Amen. Maybe you were sick. Maybe you lost your parents somewhere along the way. Maybe it was where you grew up. Hallelujah. But can I tell somebody today that the condition that you find yourself in today does not determine who you are. Amen. It does not determine, amen, the plans that God has for your life. Amen. Mephibosheth thought that he would always be in that situation where he was dependent upon somebody else. Glory be to God. He would always be in a stuck situation. He would always be in a place where everything he did, amen, would amount to nothing. He would always be in a place where he would not yield any fruit. But can I talk to somebody today that's within the sound of my voice? Maybe you're going down I-95. Maybe you're on US-1. Maybe you're on Facebook. Amen. But God said it's time to move on. It's time to move into greater. It's time to move into what I have designed for you. Glory be to God. Yeah, where Mephibosheth thought that he would always be in that situation. Amen. God had another plan. Amen. I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. You've been stuck in this situation for too long. But God said it's time to move. It's time to come out of that dead place. But he said, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Amen. God desires you. Amen. To reach where he says that you can go. Amen. Maybe it was the pandemic. Amen. That stopped you. Amen. From whatever plans that you may have originally set. Maybe it was some obstacles that got in your way. And you gave up. And you resigned yourself to staying where you are. But God is saying it's time to move on. It's time to move out of that dead place. Amen. And so we look at our story here today. Amen. Years had gone by. Amen. Mephibosheth, he is in Lodabar. He is in a place, amen, where there is no pasture. There is no word. There is no communication. Amen. He is isolated. Amen. It looks as if he's going to live there. He's going to be in that situation for the rest of his life. Hallelujah. But can I tell you that the situation that you're in right now doesn't determine who you are? Amen. Because we've got to go back and understand, amen, that Mephibosheth, he came from royalty. Amen. His granddaddy was king. His father was set to be king. Hallelujah. And although they died, amen, it did not change who Mephibosheth was. Can I tell you that some of you have gone through some stuff right now? Amen. You have experienced some setback in life. Some setbacks in life. But your setbacks, amen, do not determine who you are. Amen. Because your setbacks are just really setups for your comeback. Let me say that again. Your setbacks are just setups for your comeback. Hallelujah. His situation did not determine who he was. Amen. God had created him to live in royalty. He was born of royalty. Amen. And so David comes along. Amen. He remembers his covenant that he made with Jonathan. You know, God made a covenant with Abraham. Amen. He made a covenant, glory be to God, that he would be the father of many nations. Hallelujah. And that we, amen, who are children of Abraham, amen, we would be royalty. He said, I'm going to bless them that bless you. I'm going to curse them that curse you. Amen. We are not natural Israelites, but we are spiritual Israelites. Whenever, glory be to God, hallelujah, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, amen, when he was buried and he was resurrected, amen, he gave us all access, amen, to everything that he has, amen. And when we take on the Spirit of God, we become adopted children. Hallelujah. We come adopted children. When David comes, he remembers his covenant with Jonathan. And so after Jonathan dies, he goes to the place where Saul, amen, originally resided. And he asks, amen, is there anybody here, amen, of the house of Saul? Glory be to God. And they tell him, yes, there is one. Amen. He is Mephibosheth. Glory be to God. He is Jonathan's son. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he is lame on both feet. Hallelujah. You see, we were spiritually lame. We were crippled, amen, by the disease of sin. But Jesus Christ died for our sins. He died, hallelujah, amen, so that we could live again. He died so that we could walk again, amen, that we could be in fellowship with God. And when he died, not only did he die for our sin, but he gave us access to everything that he has. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We got to understand that David was a king. He had now ascended to kingship. Glory be to God. And he comes to a dead place. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. Jesus said, I'm coming to your dead place. Glory be to God. I'm coming to your dead place. Glory be to God. To show you, amen, that you can eat always continuously at my table. Glory be to God. Mephibosheth, he was in a place called Lodabar. Amen. I'm talking to somebody that's listening today on the radio. Somebody that's watching by Facebook. God said it's time to come out of Lodabar. It's time to quit being stuck in that dead place. Glory be to God. David goes to Lodabar and he says unto Ziba, he said, go get Mephibosheth. Glory be to God. And I can imagine when Mephibosheth is making his way to David, because in those times, glory be to God, if there were any sibling, if there were any children left from the previous reign, glory be to God, they could be killed. Hallelujah. And so Mephibosheth may have thought that David was coming looking for him to exterminate him. Glory be to God. But just like the Bible tells us, Jesus didn't come to condemn us. Amen. But he came to save us. Glory be to God. David didn't come to exterminate Mephibosheth, but he came to save him. He came to bring him out of Lodabar. Amen. Some of us, we've got to quit living, amen, beneath our privileges. Amen. Mephibosheth, glory be to God, he was from a house of royalty. Glory be to God. His condition didn't determine who he was. Glory be to God. You see, your job does not determine who you are. Glory be to God. Amen. Your situation does not determine who you are. Glory be to God. But you say, how can I come out of Lodabar? Amen. That's believing in God and his word. Amen. And that through his word, God has something greater for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus said that all things are possible unto them that believe. Glory be to God. You got to believe that in spite of how old you are, in spite of your situation, in spite of what you had to come through, what you had to overcome, the obstacles, amen, that is never too late for God to bring you up, amen, out of Lodabar. Amen. Some of you have put your dreams on hold. Amen. You think, well, I've gotten too old now, amen, to be my own business owner. Amen. I'm too old now to accomplish things. Glory be to God. You got to understand that Mephibosheth, he lived in Lodabar for years. Glory be. He had given up. Glory be to God. But David came to his house. Jesus said, I'm coming to your house. Glory be to God. I'm coming. Glory be to God. But you've got to provide him with the faith. Amen. To know that God is able. Amen. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. Glory be to God. And we know the story as I'm running out of time here. Amen. He comes to Lodabar. Amen. And he looks for Mephibosheth. Glory. And they go get Mephibosheth. Glory be. And I can imagine him being afraid. Hallelujah. Amen. But he looked at him. He says, glory be to God. He bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto the master's son all that pertained to Saul and to all his house. Glory be to God. Said, I'm giving you back some stuff. Amen, that you should have had years ago. Glory be to God. He said, I'm going to return that. Glory be to God. With the canker worms have eaten up. Glory be to God. Stuff that you lost years ago. Glory be. I'm getting excited already. Glory be to God. God said, it's time to move out. Hallelujah, of this dead place. I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. You've been putting your dreams on hold. Amen. You've been waiting for God to show up. Glory be to God. But God said, I'm here. Amen. It's time for you to move out. Amen, of this dead place, this place where it doesn't seem like you've been in for years. Glory be to God. It's time to come out. Amen. It's time to receive the promises of God. God said, I've got some promises for you. Amen. I've got some stuff that have been stored up for you. Amen. It's time to get ready. It's time to move out. Glory be to God. David came to Lodabar and he tells him that you're going to eat at my table continuously. Glory be to God. Come on in where the feast of the Lord is going on and the table is spread. Hallelujah. You don't have to live like that anymore. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. You've been living with the spirit of suicide. You've been living in the spirit of depression. Glory be. You've been living in the spirit of poverty. Amen. You've been sick. But God said it's time to move out. Amen. You know what you do when you get ready to move? Amen. You prepare for it. Amen. You go in and you begin to get the boxes ready. Glory be to God. Said, get your boxes ready. It's time to move. Amen. It's time for you to be elevated. God said, I'm getting ready to take your places where other people didn't think you could go. You know what I begin to think about Mephibosheth? Glory be to God. Amen. There was some, amen, in David's in his entourage, amen, that maybe wanted David to kill Mephibosheth.
Glory be to God. But here comes Mephibosheth. Glory be to God. He said, I will prepare a table before you in the presence of mine enemies. Glory be to God. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready to eat. God said, I got a supper, amen, in front of those, amen, that counted you out. Thought that you were dead. Thought it had given up on you. Glory be to God. There were some, amen, that had forgot about Mephibosheth. Amen. They thought he was dead. Amen. They thought he was gone. Glory be to God. But look at Mephibosheth. Amen. He had thought he was gone. He thought he had, that was it for him. But God said, I got a table before you. Amen. That I prepared in the presence of your enemies. God said, it's time to move out of that dead place. You've been in this place for too long. It's 2023. Amen. It's time to go get it. It's time to go get everything that the Lord has for you. It's time to quit living beneath your privileges. Amen. We've got to know who we are and whose we are. Glory be to God. Amen. We're no longer servants, but we're heirs. Heirs to the kingdom of God. Amen. Everything that we have. You know what I thought about? Amen. Amen. When he was asking the disciples, who do men say that I am? Amen. Some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're one of the other prophets. Amen. But Peter said, amen, thou art the Son of God. Amen. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And you know what? Jesus said, amen, flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. But he didn't stop there. He said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. When you look at keys, amen, keys have access. They can lock out, amen, and they can unlock. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. God said, I've given you the keys to unlock everything that you feel you don't have access to, but I've given you the keys. Faith unlocks the door. When you have faith in God's word, he said, my words are spirit and life. When you believe that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, amen, you can unlock all of your promises in God. Amen, I'm out of time. Glory be to God. But not out of word. God said it's time to move on. It's time to move out of Lodibah. Amen, it's time to go into the promises that God has for you. Go get it. Go get it in 2023. God said, I've given you the keys to unlock every door that's been unlocked, that's been locked. God said, I've given you the keys to unlock it. In Jesus' name, amen. So until next time, next week at 11 p.m., amen, go get it. It's time to move out of that dead place. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name, peace.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
Just a little more Jesus.
I need.